Welcome back to Up to Date. I'm Elizabeth Alex. Steve Kraske is away today. As new parents, we try to do everything right. We put our babies to sleep on their backs. We try to buy the proper car seats at every stage of development. We baby-proof our houses, plug the electric outlets, make it so toddlers can't open the cabinet full of cleaners, and even turn our pot handles in on the stove. But you might not realize that something as innocuous as the dresser that holds your toddler's clothes could be the very thing that kills him. Today, we welcome Brett Horn, one of the founders of Charlie's House. He's Charlie's dad. Brett, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Charlie's story, your family's story.
Well, your description was actually rather good because in 2007, my wife and I were blessed in 2005 with the birth of triplets. And they were young toddlers in a very active house with four
all
kids.
Boys?
The triplets were two boys and a girl. We had an older boy as well. And so we were a very, very active house in 2007. And on November 1st of 2007, the day after Halloween, I got the call that no parent ever wants to get. There had been an accident at home, and apparently after nap time, one of the triplets, Charlie, had woken up, and we don't know what. We obviously weren't in there, but attempting to climb the 30-inch high dresser.
About as high as your hip, really.
Not
that high.
Or a standard table that you're sitting at. And the dresser had tipped over, and it was kind of a silent killer, if you will. There was no loud impact or anything like that. But he was found, and the 30-inch high dresser took one of my son's life.
It just really grabs your heart when just to hear the story, even now. And I've known the story for several years, too. The tendency for people may be to think this is a freak accident. Is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My wife, Jenny, and I had done everything that you mentioned there in the introduction, had really thought we were responsible in child-proofing our home. I had never even heard of this type of an accident occurring at that time.
And are you hearing it more now?
Well, that's one of the goals of Charlie's House is to educate and inform individuals around Kansas City and the Midwest about different dangers, different types of in-home dangers to your children, not only ones that can kill your children, but anything that can hurt your child. And so, yes, I am. And as a matter of fact, obviously, since then, a lot of research has been done. And every 3 weeks, a child in the United States is killed from a TV or top-heavy furniture tipping over on them.
That's not something we really think about.
No, not at all. I'm an average of about 35 a year. And, you know, there's many, many, many more are actually injured by that type of accident.
Well, I know safety straps, and I've seen the little packages with the safety straps. That's part of your outreach. Tell us about that and how it can help parents or grandparents or babysitters or caregivers prevent accidents like what happened to Charlie.
Well, that's actually a great point. The mission of Charlie's House is to prevent injuries to children in and around the home. It's not just for parents. It is for anyone who might have a child in your home at any given time. And the safety strap, because of Charlie's accident and the type of accident that we incurred, has become the calling card for our organization, if you will. We give out furniture brackets, safety straps, that you can attach to your dresser or any furniture in your home to prevent it from tipping over. You just simply have to screw it into the wall, a stud preferably. And believe me, you can. One of the comments I always like to say is that you can fix a hole in the wall, but you can't fix a hole in your heart.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Well, tell us about Charlie's checklist, because you have that on your website.
Absolutely. Well, again, you know, our mission is not specifically about furniture safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's about any type of accident that can occur to your child in home. And the checklist is on our website, www.charlieshouse.org. And we have a checklist where new parents, caregivers can go to make sure that you're covering all those little things that you may or may not think of that can harm your child. Some of our safety experts actually try to recommend to view things from a child's perspective. Get down on your hands and knees, you know, go mm-hmm. around your house. You know, things that might feel warm to you will be hot to a child. Things that might feel, you know, a little bit sharp to you are like razors to a child. So it's, you know, it's just a kind of a way of doing that. Charlieshouse.org also has a great virtual house that I would encourage people to visit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Oh. Well, go ahead, since you brought it up.
Well, the virtual house is a place where you can go and you can identify what room in your home you would like to identify the risks and potential risks in your home. Obviously, we can't cover everything because we don't know what your home looks like. But, you know, a kitchen has stoves and refrigerators and things like that. So I just really encourage you to check out that website. And it might give you a few tips which can prevent an accident to your child.
You know, well, my daughter's 15, so it's a little bit past that. But I do remember when I got a puppy that I got the same, that kind of advice, you know, about the things a puppy could eat. But I don't ever remember getting that kind of, you know, granular, like right down there on their level kind of advice. Is that something that obviously you think it's lacking? Otherwise, you guys probably wouldn't have started this.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Charlie's House was started by Charlie's accident, my wife and I, and a group of local individuals who care about safety to children and who are already attempting to prevent these types of accidents. We really feel that the need is one that I don't want any other parent to experience. And so that's why we're so passionate about
Obviously.
The cause.
Do you talk about, we talk about TVs. Do you talk about flat panel TVs? Are those a danger?
Well, obviously with flat panel TVs, the common thought would be that accidents related to TV tip overs have to be going down, right? Because mm-hmm. most of those are attached to the wall. Well, on the contrary, because what happens to the old TV that you had in your living room? It goes, in a lot of cases, into the child's room. And it might be set on top of a dresser. Or something like that. So, you know, I don't think the statistics have actually shown that with flat panel TVs, the accidents have yet to go down.
Boy, that's just disappointing, I'm sure. But obviously that must give you more impetus even to keep going. What kind of response do you get from people who hear your story?
Well, you know, several years later, 5.5 years later, you know, we still hear on a daily basis about, and again, the furniture tip over has kind of become the calling card of an organization, but we hear about tip over accidents that have been prevented because they heard our story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things that we are more, you can get a safety checklist all you want handed to you, but until you hear a tragic story, and unfortunately this tragic story was ours, until you hear the tragic story, you might not be forced to take action on it. So more than willing to share our story to help prevent those accidents to other kids.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about Charlie? I've seen his picture. It's on your website. I think we put it maybe on our Facebook page and website. He's one of the most darling little boys I've ever seen.
Well, I think so. Well, Charlie was only 2.5 at the time. He was of the triplets, he was the one that was always happy, the one that was always smiling. Had just begun to talk and walk and he would always say, "Good morning, mommy. Good morning, daddy," in an infant voice. I didn't want to mimic it on the radio. he was full of life and love. And if there's one thing that anyone who knew Charlie will remember, it was his smile.
You also talk about, I see this on your website anyway, about gun safety, about toy safety, about seat belts or car seats. And we do know that still, I believe, the number one killer of children in this country, small children, are car accidents who are not properly restrained.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are great organizations locally and nationally that address the car safety. More specifically, obviously, it's part of our mission as well. But any unintentional injuries kill about 6,700 kids each year. That was a 2007 statistic, so could be higher than that. And that incorporates all kinds of injuries, injuries from home, cars, automobiles, things like that. So, car safety is a very important one, and seatbelt safety. Kids in Cars is a great local organization. Perhaps if you're interested in learning more about that as well.
Okay, I think we do have – well, we have a call in just a minute. Stephen is getting that ready. I'm jumping the gun on him. Sorry. Let's talk a little bit about the demonstration house. Is it built yet, or are you in the process of it?
No, it's not built yet. But if you have the remaining funds, that would certainly be
nice. Well, it was going to lead into that question, too.
Charlie's House, although our mission is to promote community awareness through different outreach activities and so forth, one of the primary means which we hope to do so is by building a safety demonstration house. We are well on our way. We have done a significant amount of fundraising so far. We have worked out a long-term lease with the city of Kansas City for some ground on Hospital Hill, where that will eventually be the site of Charlie's House. And we're in the middle of a capital campaign just trying to finish that off and raise the remaining needed funds so we can break ground and build that house. It'll be a community center. A place where parents and caregivers can come to learn more than just the basics. There might be some interactive displays. When you get to the stove area, do you have a gas stove? You select this one. Do you have an electric stove? You select this one, and identify different ways and risks that you might look at once you go home. There'll also be a community room downstairs where we may offer CPR classes and babysitting classes and things like that, too.
So. All right. Well, I may ask you a couple more questions about that, but we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. Stephen, you want me to Stephen, punch the button. Thank you. This is Ray from Olathe. Ray, you're on the air.
Hi. My wife's boys are in college now, but she raised them as a single mom. And when they were much younger, one day she went to the gas station and the young boy wanted to help her mom pump the gas. And quick story, he ended up knocking the hose loose and dousing himself with gas. That story turned out okay. Last week, I was at the gas station, and I was that story came to mind as I watched a dad helping his little 8-year-old girl pump gas, and I was noticing how this child's face, was right the same level as the gas intake on the car, and if something had gotten bumped, the same thing would have happened there. So people just need to kind of think these things through.
That's a great point. A lot of it is common sense, and I hate to say that because the accident, I incurred an accident at home as well, but a lot of it is common sense, and just taking that extra precaution anytime there's a dangerous situation or chemical in your situation that you illustrated right there.
That's a good...
Like in that case, the parent needs to take the eye perspective of the child.
Absolutely.
That's a great point. Thank you so much, Ray. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned babysitting and perhaps babysitting classes. That to me does, as a parent, that's something you do kind of worry about when you leave your child with someone, especially if it's a teenager. What may happen, especially if you've had any long-term experience in news, you start thinking the worst the minute you walk out the door. How would you train kids who are babysitting, or even adults too, to take the right precautions?
Well, not a really well-known fact about Charlie's accident was he was at home while my wife and I were both at work with a nanny at the time. We actually had an adult nanny who would watch the children when they were around that age, and she was experienced in nannying and raising children. However, and she had been with us for a while. However, when she'd called 911, the one thing she did not know was our address, and we didn't have it by the phone either. And so it took responders a little bit of time to figure out, where our house was located and how to get to the house and help Charlie. I don't believe it had any result in Charlie living or dying. But that is an important tip that I like to promote to babysitters and caregivers.
That's a good point. Now, back to funding for Charlie's House. You are in a capital campaign, and that was one of my questions was, where do you get your funding for what you're doing?
Private donations exclusively at this point, and any activities or functions that we do. But we are about, like as I mentioned earlier, 2/3 the way towards our goal of $1 million before we build this safety demonstration home for Kansas City.
And you have a website, obviously. You have a Facebook page. If someone wanted to get involved, what are the options?
Well, I would just encourage you to start there. Go to www.charlieshouse.org or look us up on Facebook. Our executive director, his name is John McCarthy, and he would be more than happy to give you a call back. We have numerous volunteer opportunities. If you're a mom or a grandmother or a grandfather or just anyone who might care about children and want to and this particular cause of preventing injuries to children in and around the home touches you.
Now, I'm feeling that probably you're helping people with information, but my guess is that you're probably helping other people emotionally as well. Do you hear from other parents about their stories?
We do, and you know, losing a child in any situation is an unfortunate one, and there you kind of become a member of a club that nobody
very
wants to belong to, and so obviously we are more than willing and have shared thoughts and emotions with many other parents with similar and not so similar stories.
I wanted to ask you one last question. How is your family today?
Oh, we're great. The kids are 10, 7, and 7, and involved in every youth sport and activity that you can imagine. And Jenny and I are doing just great.
Good. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Brett Horn is co-founder of Charlie's House, which works to educate people on making their homes safe for children. You can find more information on all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date.